Today is the opening day of our new Kadampa tradition, International Summer Festival, the main event of our Kadampa calendar, the highlight of our spiritual year. As a global modern Buddhist tradition, we organize events throughout the world, throughout the year, national festivals, Dharma celebrations, weekend courses and retreats, weekly classes. And of all of these, our main event, the focal point of our year, is always our summer festival. And although, obviously, we find ourselves in an unusual situation and we're not able to join physically as we have done in previous years, still we have the opportunity to connect spiritually through our online summer festival. This year, the festival will be coming to us from three different locations, from the Kadampa Temple for World Peace at the mother center of our new Kadampa tradition, here at Manjushri Kadampa Meditation Center in the beautiful Lake District in England. We'll also be receiving empowerments and teachings from the newest temple of our tradition, the temple at the International Kadampa Retreat Center in the Grand Canyon. And we'll receive teachings from Kadampa Meditation Center, New York City. This festival, Gena Dekyon will be granting us the blessing empowerment of Buddha Amitayus, the Buddha of long life, merit, and wisdom, characteristics and qualities that are essential for our successful journey to enlightenment. Gena Dekyon will also be explaining to us the 8 verses of Training the Mind, based on Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche's book, The New 8 Steps to Happiness. In the second week, Gyanla Jampa will be granting the empowerment of Mother Tara, our spiritual mother who nurtures us and protects us on our journey to enlightenment. He will be sharing the advice from Atisha's heart. These teachings and blessings are so accessible, so practical, so relevant for everyone. We'll also have the opportunity to gain an initial experience of the instructions in meditation and deepen that experience in retreat. We'll have the opportunity to enjoy this festival over a whole month so that we can fit in the sessions whenever suits us in our own time zone, in our own time. If we need to, we can pause during a session and come back to it when we have more time, or we can rewind and reflect more deeply on a point that has piqued our interest. We have the opportunity to follow with subtitles in our own language, or we can listen with simultaneous translation in 10 different languages. So hundreds of people have been working to make this possible, to make this the most accessible festival we've ever had. As well as the teachings and meditation and retreat sessions, do make a point when you've booked in, when you've logged into your festival website, then to scroll down the page and you'll find so many opportunities for us to interact, for us to connect with each other. We can share our photos of our festival experience. We can share the insights that are arising within us as we listen and meditate on the festival instructions. There will be so many bonus videos, updates from centers all around the world, so we can rejoice and be inspired by what different practitioners and their centers are doing during this time. There will be many additional videos letting us know a little bit more about the deities of the empowerments, about the behind-the-scenes activity, so many different things. So I hope if you haven't booked, there's still time. And if you have booked, then just a few more hours to go and we can get on with the introduction and start this wonderful feast of Dharma that is the highlight of our spiritual year. As Venerable Geshe-la says, it is our meaningful spiritual summer holiday. So relax and enjoy and join in with everyone throughout the world and their spiritual summer festival holiday. Thank you.